Hi, welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We get out of the studio and onto the road to find the kind of radio you don't hear so much anymore. Stories off the beaten path and usually away from the top headlines. We figure the weekend is a good time for that. Time to lean back a little, slow down, meet somebody interesting, hear what people are saying. Of course, when we're not on the radio, you can catch up with us on Facebook. Just search Indiana Weekend. And we'd love to hear your thoughts about the show, your comments, thoughts about whom we might talk with, or where you would like to hear our microphones. Our email address is, conveniently enough, indianaweekend@gmail.com. I'm John Strauss. Across the country, volunteer fire departments make up a vital part of the first response network of public safety in countless small towns. But, as USA Today reported a few years ago, the Volunteer Fire Company, an institution that dates to Ben Franklin, is going slowly the way of the horse-drawn pumper. Rick Hampson wrote, "Blame it on the changes in society. Longer commutes, two-income households, year-round youth sports, chain stores that won't release workers at midday to jump on a fire truck." One of the companies with a volunteer fire force is our own Yorktown, just west of Muncie. Fire Chief Dave Boone, who's a computer systems administrator in his day job, says there are benefits to joining his department.
All the training is free. All the gear is free. So there's no outward cost at this department for them. So what they can come in and do is they get that added skill set in life that, you know, they can start on a volunteer department such as ours, and they can get mandatory firefighter. They can get firefighter 1 and 2, hazmat awareness, hazmat ops, CPR certification, EMT, and all that's free to them as long as they attend the class. They can take those skill sets and it makes them marketable for them to be able to apply to career departments and get into their processes and have a skill set going into that that can be used. We've got several firefighters that have moved on to career departments. Muncie Fire Department, Fishers Fire Department, Noblesville, IFD, Indianapolis Fire Department, that have come from this station and taken the training here and then moved out to those. Obviously, it's a continual thing.
I was going to say,
you got to keep training and keep training. So everything changes. About the time you got it to the point where you think you're good, you need to take another class. So
I mean, but are you okay with that? Do you ever feel like, gee, I'm the AAA training people to go somewhere else?
That's part of the nature of the beast. I mean, to find good people and get good people in, you got to offer them something too. And, you know, it does take some time away from the family, and it takes a lot of dedication and stuff from the guys that are coming here, guys and gals that are coming here, and to reward them for that effort. You know, that's kind of our give back to them. There's also clothing and gas allowance that's given to them, so we try to help offset some of the costs that it would take for them to come down here and participate.
And you've had some students, you've had some college students who are part of the department.
We've had quite a few college students from around the area, luckily having Ball State and Ivy Tech and things like that. We've had several individuals. You don't have to live in our jurisdiction to volunteer here. We actually put something in place so that it works around the college student schedule, pulling 24 hours in a month's period during the hours of 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So it works around their class schedule and they can still get that stuff taken care of. Some of our firefighters in the last few years have been Ball State students that have turned out really well here.
Emergency medical training might be a good thing to have. Is that an attraction for people?
Yeah, and that's another avenue too. It seems like everywhere you got to start somewhere. There's the first responder certification, the EMT certification. Those are all building blocks and stepping stones to get into other career paths if they want to go that route. Ambulance services, AmeriCare, Heartland, Delaware County EMS are all medical-based services that provide medical services for this area that is another career path that you can start here, get the training, and start moving on.
Talk about volunteer fire departments in general and the special challenges that volunteer fire services are facing.
A lot of it's a recruitment and retention effort. I mean, that's on the tip of everybody's tongue at this point, trying to figure out how to get in the manpower and things that you need. Obviously, if you go out to fight a fire with 10 guys, it's completely different than fighting it with 30. So getting that manpower and holding it where it needs to be able to function correctly. The other thing is it's constantly evolving. I mean, in the last 10 years since I've been on, you look at the car industry, they've introduced hybrids. Well, that's something we have to deal with and make sure that we don't get and, you know, cut the wrong thing or touch the wrong part.
Because you have cars running with big batteries and electrical systems that could hurt you as you're trying to save somebody.
Yeah, and that's all training that we have to get, and we have to make sure we're ahead of the game on, and we're working with Toyota and some of the other car manufacturers to get trained on the best way to handle those. You're also looking at different kinds of components that are using to be built, such as high tensile strength steel and things like that, that you may not actually be able to cut a certain place in the apparatus or in the vehicle. So different ways of gaining entry. And
tell me about an experience that you had that you sometimes look back on and you go, "Boy, I'm glad I was there. This is why I do this."
Really, that comes down to just about every run that you go on that you can actually do something. I mean, the disregards and the signal nines and things like that, obviously you don't provide anything on those. You're told to come back to the station before you ever get there. But, I mean, you actually get on scene and, you know, some of the stuff that you don't think is that big a deal, such as a fire alarm. It's not a big deal to us. You get there, you look around, you make sure the scene's safe, and it turns out to be nothing. That's a big deal to the homeowner. It provides them peace of mind and things like that. So from the littlest calls like that up to the cardiac arrests where you're, you know, performing CPR and trying to help there, or a structure fire where you pull up and, you know, there's flames through the roof, and you know you're making a valid attempt to actually get in there and try to save as much as you possibly can. All those come back, and after you think of it over the course of your career, you know, it's all things that you can think about, and you made a difference, even if it's a little difference.
Chief Dave Boone of the Yorktown Volunteer Fire Department, like two-thirds of the firefighters across the country, volunteers. These days, those departments are experiencing something of a people shortage. Yorktown is trying to recruit more help, and we'll tell you what and who they're looking for in our next segment.
Indiana Weekend, real radio from just down the road. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line. Let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com. Now here's John Strauss.
Jeff Clark is president of the Yorktown Volunteer Firefighters Association. Like the department's chief, Dave Boone, Clark has a day job in IT as a systems administrator. It turns out that volunteer firefighters come from all walks of life.
In general, you can come from any background. You've got you can be a doctor, or you can be just any kind of
an IT
guy. Yeah, exactly.
What do you get out of it? Why do you like doing this?
You know, it is, a lot of people say it's a challenge. A lot of people say it's the desire to help people. You know, I like it because it kind of enticed you. You feel like when you go out and you do something, it's the one job out of all the jobs I've ever had that when you walk away, you've done something. You've made a difference, or you've accomplished something, and you've done a good job. And you just feel when you walk away from a scene, it's not always the situation you want, but when you walk away, you know you did your very best. You have to do your very best.
Have you ever figured out how many hours of training you've had?
The training we've gone through here is a lot. We go through a mandatory class, which is 3 months. Then we go right from mandatory class into what we call Firefighter 1 and 2, which is advanced training on the apparatus.
Fire trucks?
The fire trucks and all the equipment. And then we go into specialized training, which could be hazardous materials. It could be first responder, which we have to have that as well. And then we do weekly, you know, once a month. On Sundays we do training, and then on Mondays we do medical training. So there is training after training after training. And it just seems like it's never enough. You know, you always want to be better. You always want to do more training. So we do a lot of training here.
Can you think of a time going back where you went out on a run and you thought, boy, I'm glad I was there?
The first run, and everybody will tell you this, is your first fire. When you walk into that house, when you walk in and everybody talks about, you walk into a house and the smoke's so thick you can't see, to sit in training and hear that is one thing. But when you go to that first fire, you'll never forget it. When you walk into that house and all of a sudden you realize that this is real, there's belongings to people, that there's things that belong to people that is very precious to them. And when you're in that house, it's you. You got to protect the property. You got to protect yourself, and you have to protect life. You have to make sure that, you know, go through the house and make sure there's nobody in there. And the most memorable part about that is when you walk in there, I'm not going to lie, it's pretty scary the first time when you walk into a house fire. You know, your blood's pumping, your heart beats rating, and you have 45 minutes in that bottle, and you're sucking it down in about 15 minutes. You know that it's real. And the first time I saw it, there was fire above me, around me, behind me, and I had to take a second to realize that this is real. Lean back on your training and focus on the task at hand. And then all of a sudden, it just kind of, the training kicked in, and then you just go in and you start taking care of business. And the fact is, when you leave that scene, you just feel like, you know, we went in and we stopped it. We prevented it from getting to the other rooms. We maintained it into the garage. And that is a good feeling, because otherwise, if you panic or you don't want to go in, then the fire just spreads, and it spreads quickly.
There's a big recruiting drive on right now. Is it difficult to find enough people?
A lot of the people that I talk to about it, about wanting to join, it's the time commitment. It is a lot of time commitment. It's not like you can come down here and if you just want to be down here one day a month, do your duty, say you're a fireman and leave. It's more than that. It's a commitment. You've got to train. You've got to spend time down here. You got to know the guys. You got to know who you're going to be working with. You got to know the trucks. If you're on scene and you don't know, if somebody asks for a pike pole and you're spending 10 minutes trying to go around the truck to grab a pike pole, you're late. You're too late. So it's a big time commitment. And I think a lot of people get down here and they look at what you call the title of a fireman and how cool that sounds. And then you get down here and you're like, wow, there's a lot of work involved. And I think it takes a commitment. It takes somebody who wants to come down here and be more than just a title, but they really truly want to be a fireman, and they want to fight fire, and they want to help the community. That I really think that's what it takes, is you really got to have a desire to do that. You can't just come down here and be the title.
In the past, you've had some luck with college students.
I think because for them, they understand the time commitment, they understand what it takes, they know how to manage their time. Just because they're going through classes, they're managing their time that way. They know that it's not just a simple show up and, you know, go home. It's you've got to learn, and they're already in that mindset anyway. So I think when they come down here, it's just kind of an extension of what they're already doing. And so I think it helps us, because they're more available. They've chosen, instead of while they're pursuing their career, they've chosen to take that extra time to come down here and learn from the fire service as well.
Jeff Clark, president of the Yorktown Volunteer Firefighters Association. Just ahead, volunteer fire departments looking hard to find new recruits. Yorktown even posted signs at Ball State, where they found some good folks in the past. Just ahead, what the volunteers get out of it. You might call it, as Chief Boone does, that added skill set in life.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.
On today's show, volunteer fire departments. They're a staple of small-town life across Indiana, centers of public spirit, a community resource like so many others, struggling to find funding and support in a tough economy. Indiana has more than 400 volunteer fire departments. As you might expect, because of the funding shortfalls in many local governments, money is a big issue. But another challenge, a big challenge, as we learned in a visit to the Yorktown Volunteer Fire Department, is finding enough people.
My name is David Boone. I'm Fire Chief of Yorktown Mount Pleasant Township Fire Department. Right now we're standing in the maintenance bay of the fire department. We have a Cascade trailer that we just put in service. We're still working on getting it lettered. That's able to fill our air bottles on scene. That's our newest purchase that we just got. It just got put in service last week. Our primary out engine is Engine 61. It's a Seagraves. It's a nice piece of equipment. It's got 750 gallons of water on it. This is what you're going to take to most of your structure fires, CO alarms, things of that. Moving over to the next one's our rescue rig. It's where you're going to go with car accidents, any kind of water rescue, trench rescue, rope rescue, any kind of rescue situation that you can think of. That's going to be our first out truck. Next over here is going to be our tanker. One of the things with rural departments versus city departments is we don't always have a hydrant readily available. So with that, we have to have apparatus that we can bring the water to the scene. So this tanker here, it's a 5-man cab. It's tanker 66. It has 3,000 gallons of water on it. So this serves as a shuttle. So we'll take 3,000 gallons of water, we'll dump it, and then we'll go fill it back up, bring it back again. So it uses a revolving basis.
Almost like a pool that you put on the ground.
Yeah, essentially it's a 3,000-gallon swimming pool that you set up, and then we'll dump the water in it, pull the water out of that while the truck can leave and go fill up again.
Remember after 9/11, there was a big surge of public support, I think, for firefighters and mm-hmm. for first responders. Mm-hmm. Is that still true, or has that fallen off, do you think?
No, I think the public definitely, we've definitely come into the public's eye and essentially stayed there, I think, a lot more than we were prior. A lot of things with that is the volunteer numbers have fallen off. We're at the lowest on volunteer numbers since we've been since the 80s. So our department, it's a constant battle for recruitment and retention, keeping people here and interested. You know, a lot of it's people are going different directions with their life and things like that. It's nothing in particular, but it does take a lot of time and dedication to do certain things. And a lot of times with people having to get second jobs with the economy and stuff like that, they may not have the time to dedicate to something like this now.
So on a volunteer fire department, do they have, people don't use pagers anymore, right?
What
do
they? We still use pagers and radios. Pager will go off. That's how we'll respond to the station. Once we get here, we'll get the gear, get on the apparatus, and then respond. We are working on an initiative right now. We've got two guys a night staying on station just to work on our response times and things of that. You're constantly evolving.
Volunteer fire departments play a big role in public safety across the country. Why is that?
One, it's a cheaper way for taxpayers to still get the coverage and get adequate coverage for what they need. A lot of communities can't afford to have a full-time career department.
What's it like being a volunteer firefighter? You're recruiting people now.
It takes a lot of dedication. You want to come here and learn a lot of different things. So there's a lot of training when you first start out and continued. You learn something every day. We deal with situations all over the board, from house fires to CO alarms to medical runs, different emergency situations, rescues as far as car accidents, trench rescues, confined space, water rescues. So there's a whole gamut of things that you need to train on and be proficient in. So there's a lot of dedication and things that come with that to learn that skill set.
It's not all about putting out fires. You have all these other things that you do, and I'll bet medical runs are a big part of that.
Yeah, medical runs are probably 70% to 75% of what we do on average, and then you also have the public relations side as well. So you do fire prevention at the schools, you talk with the kids, you go different places, you go to different churches, interact with people in the community. So there's a lot of other things besides just taking the actual call that you can be involved with.
About how many times a year does the Yorktown Fire Department get called out?
We run about 600 to 700 calls a year.
So that's just about twice a day.
Yeah, that's on average. We run about twice a day. It's one of those, one day you may not get a call, the next day you'll get four or five. So it's one of the most rewarding experiences I've ever had. Essentially, every single time you get called, you know, it's something different. It's never the exact same thing. You never can get a complete and total game plan in your head as to what you're going to do, because every situation is different. Every car accident's different. The car's hit a different way. Every house fire is different. It's in a different part of the house. So it's all stuff that you have to fall back on your training. And then there's also the excitement part of, where am I going? You know, you hear the pager go off, and then it's a matter of, okay, what's the call going to be? What am I going to have to do? What's going to be my involvement? What are we going to take? What apparatus is going to go? That kind of thing.
You know, I'm surprised to hear that your volunteer numbers are lower than they've been in a long time.
Luckily, through being proactive, we've kept our numbers here about where they've been, but where we're experiencing it is we don't retain long term as much as we used to. It used to be nothing to have 15, 20 year veterans on the department. Now we're looking at about 15. We have a couple that are still 25, 30 year veterans on the department, but we're losing some of our experience due to life circumstances and things like that. Guys moving on to different jobs, moving out of the territory. So we're a younger department, but it's more of a revolving door. You know, we may lose five guys every year and put five on. So we're not building our numbers. We've got the ability to have 50 firefighters down here, so I still don't have my roster filled.
That's Chief Dave Boone of the Yorktown Volunteer Fire Department. By the way, like most of the volunteers, he has a day job as well. Boone is a graduate of Ball State's master's program at the Center for Information and Communication Science. When he's not running the fire department, he's an IT systems guy for a Texas company working from his home here in Indiana. With the kind of work he does, Boone could live just about anywhere. He stayed in Indiana, he says, for one reason: the Yorktown Volunteer Fire Department.
We are volunteers of America, volunteers of America.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
The theme of our show this week, the volunteers. In this case, the volunteer firefighters who make up two-thirds of the firefighting force around the country. Now, because of changing lifestyles and work situations, fewer people are available to stand in those ranks. Chalk it up to just one more way we're changing as a country. One other way, some communities facing a shortage of volunteer firefighters are finding ways to compensate them, things like paying them per call or to pay their health insurance or pensions. It may seem fair. After all, you have to pay for everything else these days. What do you think about that? Should the folks in those towns expect to pay? If they don't, should they be surprised if fewer and fewer people answer the bell? A few years ago, the head of the National Volunteer Fire Council put it this way. He said, "People have to realize that volunteerism isn't free anymore." Hey, glad you could be with us today. Just a reminder that if you miss a show or want to hear it again, you can listen to Indiana Weekend online. Just go to the Indiana Public Radio website or Google us up at Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. And because you asked, we're now going to run the show on Sunday as well. So you can catch us after the news at 6:30 p.m. on Fridays or on Sundays at 3 in the afternoon. Thanks for asking, and let us know what else you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com. That's our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Marcus Jackman. Glad you could join us this time and hope you'll stay in touch. Drop me a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com if you would like more information or have a suggestion. Reminder that we also need your stories, your ideas for places we should go and people we should talk to. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week. Until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio, I'm John Strauss.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss of the Ball State Journalism Department. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Marcus Jackman. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from Dillman's Furniture, Muncie, serving East Central Indiana with home furnishings from Flex Steel, Bassett, and Simmons Beautyrest. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.
No, I don't have any. I love the volunteer fire department aspect of things. I love the guys that I work with. I love the training side of things. You know, my wife wanted to go back to Chicago for a long time, get back up around her family, especially when we had my boy. But now she doesn't want to go anywhere because of this place either. The guys down here, the atmosphere down here, the families down here, you get to know one another and you just have an interest in staying here.